Hi, this is Iris McCarthy of FineDiningLovers.com, and I'm on the road with Dame Neal on WGN.
WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And forever, people have been interested in our president's favorite foods, what they like, what they don't like, from George H.W. Bush's aversion to broccoli, Ronald Reagan's obsession with Jelly Bellies, Barack Obama's affinity for craft beer, Donald Trump's allegiance to KFC. So as Joe Biden gets settled at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, is a guy that we have seen on the national stage for decades as a senator, vice president, a guy that we feel like we know. Excited to have on the line with direct from Delaware and has her hand on the pulse of the president's palate, the one and only Iris McCarthy. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is great to have you. When you think about it, like, Joe Biden is a guy that we feel like we know, but when I think about it, and when we were talking about this through emails before, it's like I have no idea what he eats. I know he was there participating in the famous beer summit, so we know that he's okay with beer, but he always puts himself out as a regular guy. So for Joe Biden, is it regular food?
Well, first things first, he might have attended the beer summit, but he is a famous teetotaler. He does not drink alcohol. So I don't know, maybe they might have put apple juice in his glass.
Wow.
But he's famous for not drinking. In fact, he has an affinity for Diet Coke, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
But he is known for patronizing local Delaware restaurants quite frequently. So that's great.
We wanted to ask about that because, you know, his story, one of the great stories within his backdrop is that he would ride the train home every night. And so he was probably, you know, not every politician for the listeners out there. A lot of them just kind of stay and live maybe more in Washington than they do in their state or their district. But he was home all the time. So in Delaware, he was probably out at a lot of spots.
If you live in Delaware, and your listeners may or may not know, Delaware is the second smallest state, second only to Rhode Island. So we are fortunate or unfortunate, depending on how you look at the situation, to run into our politicians all the time. So a Joe Biden spotting is just as common as seeing those sunrise every morning. You ask a Delawarean and they say, oh yeah, I saw Joe last night at the local restaurant, or I saw Joe getting some ice cream. So it's pretty common, really fun.
What is, and Chicago, you know, America's restaurant city, we host the James Beard Awards, so many great restaurants, diverse cuisine, all sorts of stuff happening here. For the listeners, give a little kind of the floor plan of the Delaware food scene. Is it, I imagine, a lot of, you know, quaint New England restaurants and indigenous cuisine, or is there a lot, you know, is there like Chili's and Applebee's everywhere? What's it like?
There are chain restaurants. It's sort of a mixed bag. Because of Delaware's size and geographic location, we're kind of sandwiched, no pun intended, sandwiched in between kind of all these culinary powerhouses. We're 2 hours away from New York City, a half an hour away from Philadelphia, 2 hours from Washington, D.C. So we kind of get lost in the sauce, as they say, when it comes to our dining landscape. Yes, there are chain restaurants, but we also have independent restaurant here doing some fabulous things, especially in the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years. A lot of diverse restaurants popping up, a lot of Asian fusion cuisine. We see more restaurants entering the fine dining space, things like that. But when it comes to Joe Biden, I have to say, in political terms, if you want to talk about it, his culinary taste in political terms, he's more proletarian than presidential. So all of you Michelin-starred chefs out there, sorry, but Joe's tastes are a little more simple.
I was wondering because, you know, he is known for his experience on the international stage and, you know, as part of those great committees. And, you know, and he's a guy that, and with the recent, they didn't do much of it the last few years, but they had the State Department Chef Outreach and Ambassador program, which was really, really cool. Thinking that, you know, regardless of what our differences may be, you know, politically or internationally, or culturally, right, that food is something that can bring people together. So do you think maybe he may sort of reach out if he wants to get an insight into some of our allies or adversaries, that he may decide, like, hey, let's try the food?
so. I think, as you mentioned, Joe is a unique political brand, so to speak. He definitely has one foot firmly planted in his local roots, in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and here in Wilmington, Delaware, but he's also internationally minded. And I think that he does recognize that food can be a great unifier. I mean, just in the last week in DC, he's already placed an order for bagels from Call Your Mother, a famous bagelry in DC, which is more than the previous administration had done. So he's already doing wonderful things for the dining landscape in DC. And of course, here in Delaware, we're hoping that he'll return occasionally.
Oh, come on.
To eat here.
You know he will, you know, because he's been, you know, being vice president. I know that it's another level down as far as just all the scrutiny and the protection and everything. But he's been really right at that top there. And I know you guys get used to him, maybe even sick of him, right? Because he's everywhere. But I'm sure he'll be back.
He's
I think that'll be it. So we may not see, though, you know, as much as he supports local or different products, we may not see him with a desk filled with branded items taking promotional photos. We'll see, be a little bit more traditional on how he shows how much he likes things. When it comes to snacks, though, is there something that he likes? You know, Doritos? Does he like Fritos? Jelly beans? Is there something that's sort of his signature go-to when it comes to snack time?
Well, in terms of snacks, there is one snack that he is completely obsessed with, and that's ice cream. He is famously known for loving the cold stuff, and I can appreciate that because I too am an ice cream obsessive. So I do love that about him. So he absolutely loves ice cream, but again, none of that artisanal, you know, Earl Grey rose water scoop of ice cream. He is very simple. He loves vanilla chocolate chips. And his alma mater, which is the University of Delaware in Newark, Delaware, they have an on-site creamery. They have an ice cream program, so to speak, a food program. You can actually go to University of Delaware and major
in ice cream. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you can read. I think that's dumbing it down. Please, UD students, don't get mad at me because I'm sure there's a formal fancy title for the major, and I do not know it. I apologize. But the on-site creamery, it's called New Dairy. They reproduced his favorite flavor, the vanilla chocolate chip. I believe they call it Red, White, and Biden. So he is a fanatic for the cold stuff. Now, in terms of chips or anything like that, I don't think he leans toward that so much. He's just a simple ice cream guy.
Really? Well, you mentioned the Red, White, and Biden is the name, and it's probably, it may already exist, I don't know, but our good friends not too far away from you at Ben & Jerry's are probably hard at work on a signature flavor.
for
the president.
I'm sure as well.
So here's one of the things, and my wife and I were talking a little bit about this off the air as I was kind of getting ready to talk with you and let the listeners know we're talking with Iris McCarthy. She's calling us direct from Delaware. She is an expert when it comes to Joe Biden, what he eats. We know everything else about him, or at least so many different things, but what he eats. And I said, if I was president, and of course it was a big and impossible if, I'm like, I would still want to be out back, you know, grilling burgers. I mean, I enjoy that stuff, you know, cooking, and we do a lot of the food stuff, and that's part of the reason why we're on the phone. And it's not just because you have to. There's a lot of fun that's involved with that. So as a regular guy, and Dr. Jill Biden is, as I think, a relatively regular lady, yeah. Do they enjoy cooking? Do they cook out and have, you know, whether it's barbecues for the families or things like that? And what kind of things can we look forward to seeing?
Well, I recently penned an article for finedininglovers.com. It's an online publication that publishes everything that you want to know about food. So all things culinary, restaurant reviews, chef interviews, cooking tips, things like that. So I recently wrote an article for them, and I did talk about this. I touched on this a little bit. They, meaning the Bidens, they are kind of your everyday family. Joe Biden always talks about his Irish roots, but surprisingly enough, he loves all things Italian, including Dr. Jill Biden, who is Italian-American. And she is known as the family's cook. So nice. Joe Biden loves angel hair pasta with tomato sauce. That is his favorite dish. And he loves Jill's chicken parm recipe, which is really, if you look at the recipe, it's really decadent and indulgent. It looks amazing. So yeah, he loves Jill's home cooking.
We'll have to have links up at WGNradio.com for that, not only to the article that you have there, but also maybe to that recipe as well. I think a lot of people are going to... Chicken Parmesan sounds pretty good. I think we'll probably make that this week as we've been inspired by you and your input as we get towards...
It's a great winter meal.
As we get towards the Super Bowl, and I don't know if there's an event that's more Americana than the Super Bowl. It brings everybody together as best we can during COVID times. But regardless of people, I've done a number of kind of lead-up interviews for the Super Bowl, and there's a lot of people that have no idea or interest in who's even playing, but they see it as a big food holiday, right? And so do you know what the president and his family are planning to either do? Are they going to do the hot wings? Is it going to be, you know, mobile sandwiches? Or, I mean, what are they going to have? Nachos, maybe? I don't know.
The best I can guess, we have a sandwich here in Delaware that is so famous, not only locally, but nationwide, that it is actually trademarked. And it is called the Bobby. And it is the creation of Capriati's, which is a local Italian deli. It's kind of a mini chain now. They have several locations, and they have one in D.C. So Joe Biden is not far from his favorite deli. He can get a taste of home right in D.C. The Bobby is what we call here in Delaware Thanksgiving on a roll. So it's a long Italian roll stuffed with fresh roasted turkey, homemade stuffing, homemade cranberry sauce, and lots of mayo. So Joe Biden, that's his go-to sandwich. He often turns to the Bobby when he's feeling a little homesick. And I know that also the Biden family is a fan of a local fried chicken restaurant here. It's been around for decades. It's called Walt's Express. And they like that too. So that might be, they might place a delivery order. That's a long way to deliver from Delaware to DC. But I'm sure Walt would be able to accommodate as well as Capriati's. But yeah, I think there might be a wing order coming up soon.
Just, yeah, going to flip the DoorDash guy a couple extra bucks for the commute, but I'm sure they'll find a way to make it happen. I wanted to is because, you know, the White House mess and Christetta Comford, the White House executive chef, we've known for a long time. She's got Chicago roots and have worked with her on a bunch of stuff. Right. And of course, then Joe can probably order whatever it is that he wants, the regular things that he would enjoy. And if he wants to kind of branch out a little bit, that great team there at the White House will have him covered. You mentioned the Irish Catholic roots, and of course, that's one of, I think, the distinctive parts of his presidency, the second president that has been there than John F. Kennedy. And Lent is coming up. Do you think he's going to make that sort of, you know, it's great, I think, for people to be able to identify with their president or relate to what it is that their personal choices on the religious side may be, and even the food side as that dovetails with it. Do you know anything about that, how he's going to, whether either approach it or whether he's going to share that with America?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm Catholic as well, and I attended Catholic school my whole life. And I know that when I was a child, when the Lent season came around, you always, the nuns that I was taught by, they always encouraged us to give up something that we loved. So it might be ice cream. I mean, it was usually chocolate for me and a bunch of my fellow students, but it might be ice cream for Joe. I'm not sure.
That would be, he would be walking the walk on the sacrifice side there, because we've already established how much he likes it. So he would be taking that serious. Well, we know that he has a lot, no pun intended, on his plate with everything going on with the economy and the pandemic and everything else, but he's still got to eat, right? And it's great to have that insight from home, like what it is that he enjoys and what, of course, he's going to be enjoying in the White House as well. So Iris, before we let you go, give information if you've got like social media or places where people can read some of your other work and kind of catch up on all your adventures.
Sure, absolutely. My website is www.thepaleteprincess.com, and it's also at thepaleteprincess on Instagram. find me there. I talk about all things food and travel, locally and globally.
Iris McCarthy, I have a feeling that a lot of people, not only us, but a lot of people are going to be reaching out to get a little insight into the man as we go forward throughout the course of this presidency and administration. And thanks so much for everything you're doing and for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.